Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rose Carlson. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. At noon today, Northwestern Lacrosse will face off against No. 12 Johns Hopkins in Martin Stadium. The Wildcats and the Blue Jays will be competing for a spot in the Big Ten Championship game, and free tickets are available outside the stadium for those interested in attending. In Chicago, the Bears' recent announcement of plans for a stadium renovation seemed to hit a wall Wednesday. A spokesperson for Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker told the Chicago Tribune in an email that the Bears' $4.7 million domed stadium proposal was a, quote, non-starter for the state, unquote. In national news, the Arizona State Senate voted Wednesday to repeal an over 150-year-old law banning abortion in the state. While State Governor Katie Holmes, a Democrat, is likely to sign the bill, the 1864 ban would still impact Arizonans, since the new bill can't go into effect until the legislative session ends. In international news, United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Israel Wednesday. Blinken advocated for both the release of what Israel estimates to be the 100 hostages still held by Hamas, as well as for a pause in conflict in order to supply food and aid to Gaza, where the World Health Organization reports over 25 children have already died of malnutrition. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rose Carlson. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.